My neighbor and I, around 6:30, had gone up north of Spokane on towards Deer Park.
Uh-huh.
It's not a populated area out there. It's mostly all farmers and dairies and so forth. And we were going after milk.
I see.
We buy our milk from a farm, you know, that sells it to us. It's a whole milk, and this is a, you know, we get our cream and our butter out there. And we drove out there, and there was a great deal of traffic going out there that night, last night.
Could you hold for a moment, please?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for holding.
Now, would you like me just to tell you what happened?
Yes, please.
It's about the only way I can describe it.
Yes.
Okay, and I got off the main road, and now it's quite dark out there. I mean, it's super dark. Because there aren't any major street lights, not even every mile or so, you know, with a great big... So we drive into the farm area, we pick up our milk, we drive back out. Now, I know there were exactly two cars that we weren't even in the main road. I'm just trying to eliminate any possibility to put any doubt in anybody's mind.
Yes.
There were two cars that I had passed. Again, they were still on the county roads. We were not on the main road, which would be division, but it's a highway before it comes into town.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going along here, still on the country roads, swing on in total darkness. I mean, I am the only one driving at that area. Nothing. I am driving along. My neighbor and I are talking, and I have this habit of looking into my mirror, you know, as I'm driving.
Yes.
See what's going on behind me. And I tell you, all of a sudden, there was one light. Okay, caught my eye, so I'm still talking. But it was, I thought, my goodness, first I thought, this car has only one headlight, you see. And then I started trying to look into it as well as keeping my eye on the road. I thought, it must be a motorcycle, you know, because it was just the one light.
Yes.
I couldn't totally concentrate on it because I had to watch the road. The road didn't, we had to watch it anyway. So I thought to myself, Esther, my friend, my neighbor, I said, Esther, would you turn around and take a look at what is following us? I swear to God, I cannot tell you. And she says, I said to her, is it a car with one headlight? And she says, well, Rose, it could be. But I'm concentrating on driving, trying to look in the mirror, and she is totally turned around. And she says, Rose, excited, believe me. She says, that thing, it's not a car, it's nothing. It is something, you know. And it is hovering over the road behind us. It was as far as from our car as if you're standing at one end of the block and looking down. You know,
yes.
That, I'm not very good at distance.
About 300 feet.
Right. The light was, it was about 15 feet. I could tell you if I were to stand and show you, but I'm 15 feet above the street. It was one super bright, luminous, white. I have to say white. It was not a light tone that was like car light, you know, an obvious color,
right,
or anything. More of a full moon shape. From where we couldn't actually even look at into it. It was so bright.
Uh-huh.
And I should have, Rose, that thing. And it was kind of hovering over the street, and it was truly no way could a car be coming out of either side of the road, because it was field. There was not an attached, you know, a road that could be coming. That thing came, it was there all of a sudden. Okay, I was slowing down. I slowed down, you know, because I couldn't concentrate. And it kept, if the way I had slowed down, if it had been a car, whatever, it would have caught up with me. But it stayed this distance. But it would hover, and it would go, like, to the left, and then it would kind of come back, you know, I mean... I don't mean to over-exaggerate it, but it was not staying on the road like a car, for example.
Yes.
I was saying, my God, he's swerving clear into the field off the road. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I may be bad in describing it, but it was definitely not a car, definitely not a truck, definitely nothing I have ever seen before. Okay, we are driving along, and my friend says, Rose, this thing is moving up and down. And by God, it literally... Well, first of all, as I was driving along, I was becoming like around a little bend, not a major bend, but you could see the lights, etc., from another car if you were driving, you know, coming and shooting off into the field before it's me. But I wouldn't see it for just maybe a second. And by golly, there it was again. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And this is what finally made me say to my friend, would you turn around and look? And we both, obviously, I will say, we both, we'll put it down in writing that we feel it's an unidentified flying object. As fast, all of a sudden, we were coming closer to town. It's like this thing was really on our tail.
Yes.
You know, very obvious. And we were coming into town, and Esther says, Rose, Rose, and I couldn't turn around, but I was observing this in the mirror. She says, this thing has taken off, and it literally moved as quickly as you would raise your own arm, you know, upward.
Right.
That fast.
Straight up?
Straight up. Well, no, not straight up, because, see, we are on the county, I mean, the highway, which is goes into Division Street, and there's field, and it kind of went off, well, I could show you with my hand as a gesture, you know, that would be semi-up, you know,
yes.
Kind of off to the side.
Now, you were driving north at the time, right?
We were driving south.
South, okay. Mm-hmm. And then this thing would be following you coming from the north.
Yes, uh-huh. Right.
Okay.
It can, truly, sir, I would, before I, you know, attached on, could you, just 1 second, I have to tell my children to hustle for
okay.
Just a minute. Excuse me. Okay, then, there when I, before I attached off the county road to the main road, which was still in a very, I would say, at night it looks pretty isolated, believe me, and it was only 6:30 in the evening. And, you know, when we got out there, but the sighting, and I remember I said to my friend, I said, check the time, what time is it? And it was about 7:25, you know, that we saw it.
Yes, okay. What was the name of this road that you were driving on when you saw it?
It's Division Street here in town. But it would, I'm sure it's called a highway something before it actually turns into Division.
Okay.
And I can't tell you that.
Okay. We can check that.
We were coming off Monroe Road.
I see.
This is a county road. You know, there's a farm, and the only light a lot of times is just where the farm is on their property.
Uh-huh.
And it's trees and fields and very, very, very dark. So I'm stressing this because as I'm getting off the county road, looking down to my left before I turn a right onto the main road, you might say, total darkness, no car in sight, and you can obviously tell if something is coming, you know, with a beam, I mean, or something.
Right. Okay, yes. Do you have any idea just how big this object was?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. Yes, in my mind, I can still visualize it. I didn't sleep a wink last night. It was, well, as I'm looking down the road, it would totally fill up, let's say, from one side to the other side of the road.
There was the full width of the roadway?
You bet.
Uh-huh.
It was that, in my eyes, it was that bright, and the brightness of it filled up the whole road.
Okay, with the color, did it remain the same all the time?
Yes, it remained the same, uh-huh. It was so bright that Esther says, God, you know, she would turn away, and it was not a yellow, it was not a red, it was not a blue, it was you can call it a white light, but it
okay.
was had a silver, it was so bright, it was almost silver, it was very luminous.
Did it by any chance light up the area around it?
This is the weird thing about it. As I'm looking back, the area that there was not a sound, and this is what really spooked us, because there was no warning or approaching of anything behind me, in front of me, nothing. It was there.
Uh-huh.
And it lit up. Yes, this is what I'm saying. When I lit it, lighting up, I would not say into the field or anything, but very definitely the entire road.
Yes.
It consumed the whole area it was on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that maintained the same distance between you at all times?
Yes, it did. However, the thing that finally attracted me, you know, where I really got a little bit, when I told my friend, will you turn around, I'm telling you exact, see who is following us, you know, like on the country road, two women, you know. And,
yes.
I mean, we're married and we have family, but still, we're not stupid, you know. And so I says, Esther, that guy is getting closer. I called him a guy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
This is just an obvious thing. And when we said, no, that thing, what is that thing? It was not human. car, driving in a car, a truck, motorcycle, I will rule that out. I will, you know,
right.
Absolutely.
Well, we sure appreciate your calling.
Well, I just had to get it off my chest because it really was where she was over last night, and you can talk about it and knock about it. And, you know, it's kind of an eerie experience, frankly.
Did you ever think of stopping the car and getting out looking at it?
This is what I was going to tell you. You know what? I haven't completed it. I'm driving along, and the thing that we can't get over is that there was no traffic, you know.
Yes.
As we were going out to the farm, I said to my friend, and there was traffic, I have to explain, traffic coming in to town, and I said, my gosh, it's not even the weekend. You know, it was obviously a heavy traffic. Once we got past a point where we have some residential building sites out there, it kind of, and of course you're going out to the lake. Are you familiar with the area at all?
No.
No, okay, that's why I'm going into it a little bit. When we came back out, there was, like I say, no traffic. Just, we felt really alone. And this thing was behind us. It was following us. It really was. I can't, you may think I'm kidding, but it was.
Is this lack of traffic unusual?
It was unusual because when we drove out, it was so full because I made a comment. Now, okay, we're driving past, okay, we hit the spot where it's Pine River, and there is a beautiful area, you know, building site area out
yes.
there. And I come down here, and I turn around, and I swear to you, we went back. Would you believe this? Two women. We had to see for ourselves that it was not a car with one headlight, a motorcycle, because it would be coming down south, following us if it were. You see what
yes,
I'm saying?
Right.
We wanted to meet it going the opposite direction.
Uh-huh.
As I turned onto the highway, sir, all of a sudden I thought, where is this traffic coming from? Do you understand?
Right.
It was all of a sudden, because I had to wait for all these cars to pass.
And nothing when you were watching
and nothing
that.
When we were out there driving on the road.
Okay, can we feel free to call you for more information?
Oh, feel free to call me. I mean, I'm glad you called me. I just felt I had to tell somebody. My husband happens to be out of town, and I was going to explode. I had to tell somebody.
Uh-huh.
You see, and
okay.
then I called the police department, and they gave me your number, and
oh, great.
You would be the ones that would want to hear my story.
Okay, thank you very much
thank
for talking
you for
to
calling.
Us.
You
Bye.
Bet. Kind of hoping, you know, when you were said you were coming in, I was hoping we could take you out that area.
Right.
That area.
Right.
But very quickly, you want to know, I mean, our way out from the very beginning and so on and so forth.
Okay, what I was really interested in is the time, approximate time that you left your house,
mm-hmm.
and then how far you had to go before you got on Division, which is Highway 395.
Right.
And then how long it took you to drive mm-hmm. up to the point where you turned off of 395 and to your mm-hmm. the milk store, and then the traffic conditions during that period.
Okay. I'll tell you, and then I'll give you the opportunity. You want to ask my neighbors here, too.
Fine.
But, okay, now, I'll have to... About what time was it? It was after 6:30 when we left, wasn't it, Esther? Yeah, roughly, it was so... about 6:45 when we left our home to go get milk. And we live north of town, you know, right close to the area where we hooked up on to. But we are going straight up north on Division Street.
Right.
And we go now on past Wandermere and Pine River out towards Deer Park.
Okay.
And now, as we were driving up Division, I said to my neighbor, Esther, I said, my gosh, look at all this traffic. There was a lot of traffic coming south as we were going north. And I said to her, my word, it's not even the weekend, which is not an uncommon thing on Friday and Saturday night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of traffic as we were going north. And the traffic kind of died down after we get past Wandermere and Pine River Park, and another new residential area, which is north of Division.
Okay.
And as we went further on, how many miles is it to the farm?
From
this. Oh, it's 4 miles north of Wandermere and about a mile and a half off Division, which is the highway.
Okay, now we're tracking this on a map as you're talking. And what is this in relation to Whitworth College, your location?
It is north of that.
Okay.
North.
Okay.
Okay,
we got Wandermere Lake. Is that where Wandermere is located?
Yeah, Wandermere Lake, and then there's Pine River Park, and, which is Little Spokane River area.
Okay.
And then we go about 4 miles up of north of that, 3.5 to 4 miles. Now, on your map, I'll give you a location. It's Monroe Road.
Okay, we've got that.
That's where we turned left.
Right,
onto Monroe Road. Another how many miles on Monroe Road would you think? Another mile down on Monroe Road.
Okay.
And the other road we hooked onto, Austin, she said it starts with an A. She gets milk more. She's more familiar. You know, I was a new driver on this road.
Yes.
But we swung a right onto Austin, which would be going north again.
Okay, we got that.
Okay. And how many miles to the farm there? Half a mile, and then we would be to the farm, which we swing into her driveway would be, you know, to the left.
Okay,
now,
fine.
That's where we went to get the milk.
And about what time did you arrive there? Do you have any idea?
About what time did you think we got there to the milk? About 10 minutes to drive out there, 15? 20 minutes, I guess, to drive out there total.
Okay. And the traffic there on the main highway and then the side roads, was that fairly normal?
No, the traffic from Pine River Park and Wandermere, and maybe just a shot north, we have Fairwood and Brentwood, which are a residential area. It was heavy. Now, I wouldn't consider that particularly normal or abnormal. That area right there is pretty well traveled. But beyond that point, after you pass that bridge, there's a little bridge where you have Wandermere Lake. As we're going north, it died down considerably and to a point where there was no traffic whatsoever.
From that point to the milk barn?
Yes.
Okay.
It's super dark.
Okay, and you met nothing coming opposite direction and nothing past you?
Okay, as we were driving to the farm, we didn't encounter anything, no.
Okay.
Just go ahead.
But now the countryside was fairly normal according to the other lady. Everything seemed normal out there?
Everything seemed normal to you, Esther, at that point? It didn't seem abnormal. Just it was a super dark night. It had been cold and wet and raining in Spokane.
Yes.
And I was driving the entire distance almost on my high beams.
Okay.
And because, you know, you turn them off if you have any traffic approaching you. So I was driving, and I drove out there the next day in the daytime for my own benefit, just to see how many lights, county lights, were connected, you know, how many miles or et cetera they were apart.
Yes.
And where the area that we were at, there would be a periodic stretch where there was no light unless you came to a county road hookup onto the main highway, and there would be one light.
I see.
You see,
yes.
I had to see this for myself, thinking it may be just a light off the road, but absolutely not. But we picked up our milk, and it took us maybe a total of 5 minutes of that. It was ready for us.
Okay.
And I backed out of the driveway again and drove down the first little country road. As we were driving down, there was a car coming on the opposite direction. We're going south now.
You're going south on Austin Road?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
On Austin Road, and a car is coming north.
Okay.
And it went north of us. And during the daytime, when I drove back out there, there were some houses kind of scattered, you know, farmhouses and some nice homes with acreage. So we just assumed it was someone living out there.
Right.
Okay, and then I've hooked up onto Austin. We come to the crossroads where Monroe and Austin hook. Are you there?
Right.
Okay, as I'm waiting, there is a stop sign there on these two county roads. There is another car across the road. And
yes,
I'm waiting to make a left-hand turn onto Monroe.
Right.
And he is going north on Austin.
Okay.
Also, this is the very last car we encountered.
Okay, then you drove.
Then I swung onto Monroe Road, which would be a left-hand turn towards the highway.
Right.
Now, this particular stretch of road is also quite dark because there's trees and the field and no light whatsoever. And there aren't any homes, particularly on the road, that would reflect any light whatsoever.
Okay,
and we're driving along, and I come to the stop sign, which is the highway.
Right, 395.
Right.
Okay.
And to my left is the last light, a county road light, that, you know, is on my left-hand side of the road that's lighting up this particular hookup.
Right.
Now, I am looking to my left quite a ways before I attach to make sure there is no traffic. Nothing. There was no light. Nothing. Completely dark. Now, sir, I went back the next day to see how far the visibility was on that stretch of road, you know, in
yes.
the daytime. And it's really quite a ways. It's a straight stretch almost.
Yes, I can see here in the map there's a long straight stretch.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And so if a car were coming, you could see the beam or the light reflecting from the car for quite a ways if it were there. But absolutely not.
Okay.
So, okay, I proceed onto the road, you know, to my right, and we are coming south now on the highway.
Okay.
And my neighbor was sitting beside me, and she lit up a cigarette, and we were talking casually. She was talking about her butter, she was saying. And anyway, I have this habit of glancing up to my mirror. Just, you know, a habit I do to see what's going on behind me.
Yes.
And I'm not kidding you, all of a sudden I see this light, just a bright light in my mirror. I hadn't made any comment to my neighbor at that point. I thought to myself, my gosh, where did that car come from?
Now, about how far had you driven before, just as you drove onto the highway?
Actually,
was this almost immediately?
No, it was, I observed the thing for about 2 minutes.
I see.
So 2 to 3 minutes in my mirror. I wasn't looking, you know, paying attention that much, and it was so dark, and then it did catch my eye, and I observed it before I made a comment to my neighbor.
Okay, now, did this just appear as an ordinary light, like a headlight on a car?
Well, it could have been. That's what I at first thought. It was that, you know.
About that size?
About that size.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit larger, you know, like, well, it was larger than I would say a normal light, because I've been observing the cars in the dark. Trying to sense, you know, so I could tell you some size.
Right.
And this thing was back there, but it was coming closer, increasing in size, you see.
In other words, as the gap closed between you, the thing did get bigger.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. And I thought to myself, oh, that car has one headlight, you know, because it was just the one light. And then I thought, I hadn't said anything to my neighbor yet, and I thought, my goodness, it must be a motorcyclist. Because they have the one bright light. And I thought, what a cold night to be out, you know. But finally, this thing kept coming closer, and it got to be bigger and brighter. So I am driving about 47 miles an hour, you know. And the roads are straight, but it was dark. I had to keep my eye on the road. I said to my neighbor, I told her, I said, Esther, would you please turn around and see, because it was not something I'd not recognized. I says, would you please turn around and see what is following us? And she literally bodily turned around, and I said to her, is it a car with one headlight? And she said at that point, well, it could be. And all of a sudden, she just, I'll let you tell her when her opportunity to talk what she saw, actually. And she says, Rose, it's a thing. And it moved up into the sky. It appeared to be moving upward. She said, turn around. I says, I see it in my mirror. I see it. You know, I was observing it at that point, too. And she said, it's going to the left and to the... I'll let her tell you that because
okay,
she saw
fine.
That more. And this thing got closer and brighter, bigger, much larger.
Now, did you lose sight of this in the mirror then?
I was watching this. But the thing would, like, literally go completely out of, it's almost an exaggeration of completely going away out of my mirror. You know what I mean?
Right.
It would hover, like, to the left, upward, and then to the right, and then I wouldn't see it. And then it would appear again. Now, Sir, a normal car light will do that occasionally if you hit a bump or something, but never have I known it to completely go off of my mirror.
Right.
So this thing did, and I was trying to wash it and keep control of the car, too, and these started to shake so badly that I slowed my car down to not to lose control. And this thing seemed to slow down as I slowed down. We were going as a creep almost, Esther. Really, I had slowed down enough so I wouldn't lose control.
Did you notice your speedometer?
Did I notice my speedometer? Right. No, what I did notice is that my instrument lights did dim.
They did dim?
They did dim.
How about your headlights?
They did, too. And
okay.
I didn't notice that, so I'll get to that point when we were coming back.
Okay,
we're driving along, and it was about as far away. Now, there's double blocks, you know, but a normal block from my car. If you were to stand at one end of the block and I was at the other, we could shout at each other. And it literally, the light was so luminous and so bright, you couldn't look at it for any length of time. My neighbor was saying, Rose, I can't look at it. I can't look at it, you know. And, your eyes would water, she said. But it literally lit up the whole width of the road. You know,
okay.
It wasn't just like one headlight. It literally lit up the whole width of the road. And maybe over the road, you know what I mean? It's so dark, you can't see, but where we saw this light, it literally lit up the entire
okay,
road.
Okay, now, at about this point, do you have any idea of your exact location on 395?
Now, if I were driving it, I could probably, you know,
yes.
Tell you, well, here's about the place, but I right at this minute, I'm not that familiar with names in the area other than
yes.
if I were to be in the car.
Okay.
I can, yeah, we had gone, oh, golly. Well, we saw the thing for about a total of 5 minutes. Okay. And when we came, now we're coming south, and as soon as we got into the residential area, like Pine River and Wandamere again,
yes.
where that bridge is, the thing literally flew off to the left into the sky. As fast as you could raise your arm from your side.
That's about at the bridge at the Spokane
right,
River.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last you saw of it.
And that is the last we saw of it. I am not kidding you. I am not a Chicken Little. I drove north, south, trying to find a place where I could turn off, to turn around. And I said, Esther, I have got to see this with my own eyes, whether it's a car with one headlight, a motorcycle, a truck whose lights were sitting up high, anything. And all of a sudden, as we were trying to hook up onto the Division Street, sir, all this traffic, which was not in front of us, not before us, it must have come out from Pine River, Wandamere, Brentwood, Fairwood. We both said, the traffic, where was it before, you see?
Now, did you saw this traffic after you passed over the bridge?
Well, after we passed over the bridge, and I drove to the point, and I turned around in a place called Mobile Camper.
And about how far is that south of the bridge?
Oh,
any idea?
How far is that away from the bridge where that thing left us? We have no idea. I mean, half a mile maybe. That's the first turn off I took.
Now, up to that point, you saw no traffic, right?
No traffic.
Okay, then you went in and you turned around.
Yes.
And then you tried to get back onto the highway.
Yes.
And that's when you hit the traffic.
That's when we hit traffic.
And that's going north and south.
That's correct.
Okay.
More south this time than north again.
Okay. And then did you drive back north?
Yes, I did, sir. And I drove back up. And after we got out of the residential area where it got to be much darker, that's when I noticed my headlights were dim. I said, Esther, my headlights are sure dim. And I got cold feet, you know, and I tried to find a little road or something I could turn off that main highway because there wasn't another county road connecting between that point where I was at. So I drove into this, you almost miss it if you weren't looking for a spot. And I turned around in a field.
Okay, now you say you've got cold feet. Was it getting cold in the car, or you were just...
No, I think just kind of a chill.
I see.
You know, because we were up in that same vicinity.
Okay, but you did not see the object again.
We did not. We looked, believe me. I mean, we were both frightened, but we just had to see for ourselves what it could be.
Now, when your headlights and panel lights dimmed, did you notice any unusual... action in the engine?
No, not really. We didn't. Just that I noticed that my lights in the car were quite dim and my headlights were quite dim, and this is one reason I did turn around.
Okay, and then you did turn around, and then you started back down Division
then
again.
Then we went home, yes.
Okay, and nothing happened from that point till you got home?
Nothing happened, no, uh-uh.
Okay, and at any time that you were driving, and this while this object was behind you, did you have any unusual physical reactions?
Well, other than, that's hard to tell because I was shaking like a leaf, yes.
I see.
And my knee, I could hardly keep my foot on the pedal, if you want to know the truth. And my neighbor was just a shaken. We're laughing about it now because we're, you know, after you think how frightened you were.
Okay, now do you have any idea of how or what time it was when you got home?
As a matter of fact, I'll tell you exactly what time we saw that thing. It was at 7:25.
That was when you first saw it up north.
Well, I'll tell you, we followed up till about 7:30, and I said to Esther, "What time do you have on your watch?" And we both looked. I didn't know why I did that. And so it was 7:30, but I said, okay, that the first minute I saw that thing was about 7:25. From the minute I saw it, it was about that time. It could have been just a couple minutes earlier than that, you know, too, but I wanted to remember the time for some reason. I don't know why.
But did you have any idea what time it was when you turned around to head back north?
Probably it might have been like, about what time do you suppose it took us when we went back upward? It was, what, maybe about 7:35 going on 7:40.
Okay, but did you notice the time, what time it was when you got home?
What time was it when we got home, Esther? About 8 o'clock.
Okay, now, taking into consideration the time that you lost when you slowed down and also the time that when you turned around and made the trip back up and then turned around again and came south, would this be, this trip... had taken you much longer than usual?
You mean coming back home?
Yes.
On the whole total trip, coming back home? It probably took me a little longer because I had slowed the car down, yes.
But nothing like a half hour or an hour longer than usual?
It took 20 minutes for us to get there normally.
Right.
And it is a dark road, and I don't drive 55 or 50. I may drive a little slower than most.
Uh-huh.
But I would say totally took us longer to get home than it normally would, yes. If I'm answering your question.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Davidson would like to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
I wanted to know your age, possible.
I'm 32.
And your occupation?
I'm a homemaker.
Okay. Let me see. Could you describe, to the best of your ability, what the object looked like?
Yes, I can describe it just exactly.
Let's describe it at its furthest point and then at its closest.
At its furthest point, it seemed to be quite round.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, when I first spotted it, it looked like it might have been just a bright light, you know, coming at you.
And at its closest point?
It looked exactly like, have you ever seen a full moon that has like a fourth of it still to come over the horizon? It looked like a fourth of the moon was missing on the lower half.
Okay, and what color was the light again?
The light, it's hard to say a color because it was a bright light that shimmered almost silvery. You know, you can't say it's yellow, you can't say it's anything, but I would say it would be more on the white light.
Okay. About how close did the object, your estimate, how close did the object come to you during the episode?
During the last? I would say probably maybe less than a block, a regular block length, not a double block length.
Okay. What kind of car were you driving?
I was driving a red Mustang.
What year?
It's a 71.
Okay. Could you compare the brightness?
67, excuse me. It's a 67 Mustang.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Could you compare the brightness with anything that you can relate it to of the object?
Well, I'll tell you, it's brighter than any light that I have ever seen. Gosh, if you were to take a thimble full of water and put it next to a 100-gallon tank of water, that's about the brightest light of, you know, comparison to any light I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the airplane lights as they're landing?
Yes.
That would be probably the brightest thing that I could compare it to, but it was brighter in the sky as they're coming in, hovering, you know, lowering. to land.
Okay, could you estimate the size?
The light?
Of the light?
At the closest point, the light literally, well, it seemed to be the whole width of the road that we were on.
Okay, now you're talking about the object itself.
Well, you couldn't really look into it at any length of time because it was so bright,
mm-hmm.
you see. So I can't say the object was so big. Maybe the light made it exaggerated the size. I don't know. But the light, the size that I saw was probably the whole width of the road or more. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the flat section, you said you compared the object to a moon rising.
Right.
Now the flat portion, was that on the bottom?
It was on the bottom, yes.
Okay. How did the object move? Did it, well, what was its characteristics as it moved?
What was its characteristics?
Yes.
It would go to the left, and then it would come back and go upward, and then it would kind of swing to the right and back up again.
Did it wobble at any time?
Did it hobble, you mean?
Wobble.
Did it wobble? I'll let my neighbor tell you, too.
Okay.
When I'm through here, I want you to ask her. It never... Yeah, she said it kind of appeared like it was a bouncy thing, hovery type thing. It never, you know, it gets smooth at times, and then it would, as it goes up, you know, and then comes back down, it was smooth, and then up, and then when, you know, exaggerate up to the left or to the right.
Okay, just a couple more questions. What, for my own interest here, what is your religious denomination?
I'm a Catholic.
You're a Catholic?
Yes.
And, let me see, have you read any UFO literature prior to the experience?
I am a firm believer in UFO. I've always have been.
Okay, have you read any literature on the subject?
Have I read? Yes, you know, I've read, like, Chariot of the Gods, the Ancient Astronauts. I've seen that on television. I have seen the current thing that's going on in Spokane called the Outer Space Connection.
Okay. Okay, for right now, that's it. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, now I think that we can put Esther on the line. And,
okay, here she is.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hi, Esther. I'm Bob Gribble.
Yes, Bob.
Okay, I think what I'd like to do, inasmuch as you were the one who had the really free visual access to this object at all times, I would like you to describe everything that you saw right from the beginning, the minute you turned around, and just exactly as you saw it at that time.
Okay, well, she called my attention to it, and I just casually looked over my, you know, turned over the edge of the seat and looked at some men, and, you know, it's kind of a weird light. And I, you know, and I turned back around and finished talking about, I was talking about butter tour at the time.
Uh-huh.
And started to finish it, and it started getting brighter. And I turned around, and I looked, and at that time, I literally turned around in the seat, and it would kind of go out of visibility, out of the rear, out of the back window.
Would it go up?
It would go up.
Okay.
And so I finally laid my head on the console. If any of my friends would have seen me in this car, in the position I was, they wouldn't have died. Because I lost all composure, and I laid my head where I could look out and follow it. And it was just, it was smaller, and then it seemed to get closer to us, and it got brighter. And my eyes would kind of water, and I'd have to squint to really look at it.
Uh-huh.
And then, and I kept yelling at Rose, it was doing, you know, I'd say, Rose, it's moving to the left. Rose, it just went to the right. And it was kind of a bounce. And then it just kind of level off and go smooth, and then it kind of jumped up.
In other words, each time that it moved out of your sight, it gave the effect of bouncing away from you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it would just jump, take a jump and go upward. And then it kind of gradually smooth off.
Now, did it also, in addition to going just straight up, did it move to your right, upward, to your left,
yes,
upward?
During the time, yes, it would go from one side of the road to the other.
Now, could you at any time actually see the object out of the side windows?
Pardon?
Could you at any time see the object out of the side windows of the car?
Yes, I could, out of the small window in the back.
Uh-huh. Okay. And now, did this object maintain its original shape and brightness at all times while you were watching it?
Yes. I mean, its shape, no, it did not on its shape. Its brightness, it got brighter.
It did get brighter at times?
It kind of came to, toward the car more. It stayed, oh, I would say maybe a 50 feet distance from us. But when it was further away, it didn't seem to be as bright as when it got up closer to about this. Once it kind of started hoovering towards the car there, it stayed at a certain distance, no matter if we sped up or if we went slow down.
Yes.
And then when it just kind of, it was kind of a white light, but it was a bright. It was kind of like looking into the sun at a length of time.
I see. Now, did the brightness change at any time just prior to or after it moved from point to point?
No.
I see, okay.
It didn't seem to.
Now, you say that you figure the estimate of distance, the closest distance between you and the light would be about 50 feet?
I would say approximately about 50 feet.
Okay. Now, would this be when it was directly behind you?
Yes.
Okay. And while you were observing this, did you notice any colored lights or any hulk of any kind?
No, I didn't.
Just all light, then?
It was just all light.
And no rays of light or beams of light coming from it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It kind of reflected off the sides. It seemed like there seemed to be that there was a, you know, a main light with it kind of shimmering off.
Shimmering off of something?
Mm-hmm.
In other words,
it was reflecting off of something.
Something self-luminous then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you have the car radio on at the time?
No, we didn't.
I see. Did you play it at any time during the trip coming down? Okay. Now, were you also aware of this, the lack of traffic while you were watching this object?
Yes, I was.
Okay, and then you also witnessed, when you got turned around, you also witnessed the heavy traffic north and south.
Yes, we did. We both said, where did it come from?
Uh-huh. Now, was there any unusual, have you made this trip quite a bit yourself?
I take it twice a week.
Okay, then you're pretty well acquainted with that area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, could you see the surroundings that night? Was it so dark that it couldn't be seen?
It was real dark out.
Was this, would you say...
It was definitely dark. Now, Monday night was another night. I went out for milk Monday night, and Monday night was another one. It was real dark night.
Okay, now you say real dark. Was this in excess of normal?
Well, you know, some nights seem to be darker than other nights.
Was there a cloud layer that night?
I don't know. I never pay that much attention to the weather. I mean, if it snows or rains.
I mean, you couldn't see any stars or the moon or anything?
No, you couldn't.
I see. Okay.
Right.
Then was there anything unusual about the surroundings, the countryside that you noticed?
No.
Okay.
But I did talk to the gal that I gave milk from. And I was still panicky. My ears still shaking. And I asked her if, you know, she'd ever seen anything like that. She said, oh, I haven't personally, but she's other people out there have.
You talked to her later.
Uh-huh.
And then did she say anything about any sightings, additional sightings that night?
No, she didn't, but she was going to talk to a few of the people out there.
Oh, fine.
And, you know, see if anybody else had.
Yes, okay.
Because she said there have been other people out there that have seen sightings. She said, oh, that's nothing unusual.
Were you wearing a wristwatch at the time?
Yes, I was.
Did you notice any unusual loss of time on that watch?
My watch does this all the time. I mean, it's a good watch, but I magnetize my watches.
I see.
So I couldn't really tell you.
Uh-huh. Okay, Don, did you have any, other than being concerned or frightened, did you have any... who have never seen these before. What was your opinion on UFOs prior to the time that you saw this?
Well, I believed in them and everything, but, you know, I've never... And here not too long ago, I had made a smart crack. We had seen this show, and coming home, you know, I'd say, well, gee, sometime in my lifetime, I'd like to see something. I wouldn't be afraid, you know.
Uh-huh.
I said, I'd just like to, you know, I'm not going to be friendly. I'd like to be friendly with them. Oh, I didn't want that experience again. Because I literally checked something. I couldn't even light a cigarette. I tried. I kept dropping it.
Yes. But
you know, I thought my heart was going to stop for sure.
Right. Okay. Okay, Mr. Davidson would like to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Okay, Esther, I have a couple of questions I'd like to get out of the way here. What is your age?
I'm 35.
And what is your occupation?
Kind of a housewife, and then I sew too for a living.
Okay, you said that when the object got brighter, well, you mentioned the object getting brighter. Now, Rose stated that she described the object as being somewhat of a half moon shape. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. It was kind of rounded on the top, very rounded on the top, and then it was kind of a half rounded on the bottom. I mean, it wasn't straight across. It was kind of still a round shape.
Okay. Could you see the edges of the object?
No.
Okay. Now, when the object got brighter, did the shape of the object itself did change?
Yes. I mean, it seemed to be further away, and then it came up closer, and it was kind of this oval on the top. Before, it was just like a round light. And then it got close, you know, when we first saw it, it was kind of a roundish.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it came up, it was this shape, when it got real bright and got closer to us.
Okay, let me see. I guess you gave a good description. I don't have any other questions at this point.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Did you have any reporting from the Spokane area?
Want to answer that?
Well, not really. Of course, that doesn't mean that things aren't being seen either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a very difficult time persuading people who have seen these things to...
We came home and we decided we didn't know whether to tell anybody or not. We didn't want to end up in the loony farm.
Right. Well, this is the problem. People are afraid of ridicule, and they're afraid of having their friends make fun of them. And but this doesn't mean things aren't being seen there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are, they're not calling us, and this is the main point.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't know whether to tell for any of your friends.
That's right.
I mean, you don't know what they're going to say.
Okay. I have a request. I have a request from both of you as witnesses. Now, we would appreciate a diagram or a drawing of the object,
okay,
if at all possible from both of you. Now, in your case, it would be a good thing if you could draw the object, but using the back window as the configuration, using the... You know, how the outline of the back window is,
uh-huh,
you were looking at, using that as the borderline and drawing that in, and then placing the object within that,
okay,
that border. And probably Rose can, since she had sighted the object through the front mirror, reflecting backward, if she can use that,
uh-huh,
and draw the object using...
From the mirror.
Yeah. That would give us an estimate of size, that
uh-huh,
would be of an aid of size there.
Now, she would like to talk to you again, too.
Okay.
Okay. One thing I wanted to know, just for my own personal satisfaction,
uh-huh,
if you can answer that or not, did anyone else around that time see anything or report anything about the time we did?
No, not in that area.
They did not?
No.
The one thing we did spot, too, as we drove back up, which we have talked about, she and I, is... This seems very unusual to us. When I went back up the road, you know, where I got cold feet, and it was dark.
Yes.
There seemed to be a plane not moving at the very spot where we first saw it, and there was also, again, a plane not moving, stationary, it seemed like, in the very spot where it left us.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you see, the colored lights of the aircraft?
Well, you know, now, where we live, from my front window, you can see that there's a plane, and a lot of times the plane is like red and green, and it's flickering, and it's moving.
Yes.
But these two things were not moving. They were stationary. You know, we both commented and looked up into the sky. Naturally, we were looking for something. We didn't know what. But we found it very unusual. Esther said, look, there's one over here and there's one over here. One at the very point where it left us, to the left, when it left, you know, the road.
Yes.
Went into the sky.
Uh-huh.
And then there was one looking back almost to the point where we first saw it, where it came up.
Okay, now, and you identify this as aircraft because of the lights?
We assumed. We both said, my gosh, look at the airplanes are right there. Do you suppose, you know, I mean... Fairchild or someone got it, picked it up, they're out here.
Uh-huh.
This is what we have thought between the two of us, because they were not there. And I'm stressing the point that it was a very dark night where there weren't any stars particularly. You know, it was one of those evenings where it seemed maybe exceptionally cloudy, or it had been raining and it was damp.
Right.
And we looked into the sky naturally for light, anything, and we did see these two things.
Okay. Now, one more point. At either time when you made your turnarounds, did either one of you get out of the car?
No, we were we both figured two women on the stretch of road by ourselves, we better not.
Yes, okay. Now, is there anything else you'd like to add to this?
Oh, golly. I'll tell you, all I've got to say is that both Esther and I, it's really kind of funny because, and my husband and her husband have always been believers of things, call them whatever, you know,
interesting. Yes.
But, no, Esther's laughing here, but never did I think that I would encounter or see anything like this. And it's so strange because we had just talked about this, you know, that we're open-minded enough. And personally, myself, I've always said that if I had the guarantee that they wouldn't hurt me or whatever it is, I would be friendly after the initial shock would wear off. And we were both so kind of left with a hollow feeling because the shock of it, seeing this for the first time, we wanted, you know, the shock had kind of worn off. We wanted to see it again in a different way, look for something.
Yes.
My car window was rolled down about three-fourths of the way, and there was no sound whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
No sound. I don't know if I told you that either. And this, we found, was kind of weird, too. Eerie feeling.
Right.
That it was just there.
Now, were there dips, large dips in the road there?
Not the stretch I was on, because this is why I went back in the daytime.
I see.
Just, you know, you're referring to, I'm sure, to the car bouncing off, I mean, the light off a car, you know, as you're driving along the road.
Yes. Uh-huh.
No, absolutely not.
Uh-huh.
And the way the light did this, a car light or a truck light, it would be a very exaggerated thing for them to do it.
Okay, now since you have seen this object, have you had anything unusual happen to you?
No, but I'm looking. You know, I mean, I walk around with my head high now, looking up into the sky.
How about dreams?
Well, the first night, my husband, he goes out of town a great deal, and I tell you, I was super tired, and of course, this experience, the minute I closed my eyes, the light would come into it. I could see it coming.
Uh-huh.
And that would be the extent of it. I'm not a fearful person. You know, I'm not one to get afraid very easily.
Okay, now, has this upset you to any degree, or have you accepted this as being something not of this world?
It has not upset me whatsoever. I'll tell you exactly how I feel. I have always believed in whatever you want to call it, UFOs, outer beings, angels, whatever they want to name them. Believe me, sir, I have always believed it. I am convinced of it now.
Okay, fine.
That is exactly how I feel.
Okay, now if we send you some paper and self-addressed stamped envelopes, would you make out a very large drawing of the object as you saw it?
As I saw it, I would be glad.
And we'll send the same to Esther and we'll get both of your...
All right.
And is there anything else you would like to add to your experience?
Just that it left me shaky. Now I'd like to see it again.
Oh, that's a great attitude.
I would love to see it again and really take more time to really look at it.
Oh, the next time, bring a camera with you.
I've put a camera in my car so when I go out there, maybe I can... Would it photograph, though?
Many times they do, yes. Sometimes they don't, but most of the time they do.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob, do you have any more questions?
No, I have no other questions at this time.
Okay, could I talk to Rose again, please?
Yes, just one moment. Okay.
Okay, we really appreciate you talking to us today, and you don't know how important it is that people call in these things, because we're conducting a very extensive research program into the mystery, and we just need more and more reports from people who have these experiences before we can come up with some answers.
Well, I think you're correct, and I debated about it because I was ready to explode. I wanted to share it with somebody, and like I say, my husband wasn't home. And then it was about 11 o'clock that I called the police department, and I felt that somebody should know about it.
Yes.
I just didn't want it to be... You know, just okay, it happened, and forget about it.
Right.
And we're certainly not trying to, you know, Esther and myself, we don't want any, you know, we're not trying to draw attention to ourselves, but we both feel that you other people should know, and certainly you should be aware of it, too.
Right.
Because I really believe now, believe me, I'm a Christian, but I believe now that it is an unknown thing that I have seen. I don't know what it is, but I haven't yet been able to explain it, or no one else has to me.
Uh-huh.
So we keep an open mind on it, and if we ever see it again, I hope you don't feel that it was just by luck, or maybe it is by luck, I don't know. Would you accept a call?
Well,
would you think I'm trying to say is if we happen to see it again, it may be, is it a coincidence, or could you see it again? Or?
Oh, yes, many people have multiple experiences.
This is what I'm getting at. My mother thought it was, she says, now, honey, I don't think you ought to drive your Mustang anymore. You know, like they have your license. My mother's European, you know, and she throws these things at us, and of course I think, oh, Mom, you know, they wouldn't do anything like that or anything like this, would they?
Well, I'm sure that if they meant you any harm, that it would have happened then.
Well, that's what I kind of thought, too. Actually, both Esther and I would love to just really experience it again and look at it in a different, you know, after the shock, of course, having the first time seen something like that.
Yes.
I would dearly love to. He said no. She asked me a question. But if we had the guarantee that whatever it is, it were friendly, we would literally both stop and say, sure, come on over and have a cup of coffee. We are both this way, you see.
Yes.
As long as we had the guarantee that they weren't going to do any harm.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, or would take me away or anything like this.
Uh-huh.
We're getting a little bit silly, but truly that's how we feel, you know.
Yes. Well, if you see anything in the future or hear of anything being seen, why, we'd appreciate hearing about it.
Well, thank you very much for calling back.
And I thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.